Chapter 2. Towards B2. Exercise 2. First listening, Part 4. You will hear an interview with an expert about the Puritan attitude to the theatre. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to History File. This evening we are going to talk about the Puritans and their influence on the theatre. Here, in the studio with me, is an expert on the Puritans, Professor Martin MacDonald. Hello, Martin, and thank you for coming on our programme. Can you give us some background on this subject?
Good evening. Well, Puritans were not keen on drama. In fact, when some Protestants became Puritans, they were not long in discovering that theatrical drama was not authorised in holy writing. They soon decided it shouldn't be tolerated in any Christian commonwealth.
But how did they convince people?
It was natural that they should look back to previous times to defend their arguments. Elizabethan drama was, to some extent, the direct heir of the medieval miracle play, which was, in origin, half liturgy and half folk tradition. In other words, it was twice damned, since, like many half-pagan and half-Christian customs, it was considered part pagan and part popish.
So they presented it as anti-religious?
Exactly. And in other and more obvious ways, theatrical performances conflicted with the religious prejudices of Puritans. For example, there was a conscious rivalry between the pulpit and the stage. The function of the latter had, until quite recently, been almost entirely didactic, and its defenders maintained that it was so still. But the Protestant preacher, with the newly opened Bible in his hand, would tolerate no competition. The very idea of comparing a play with a sermon raised the cry of blasphemy intolerable.
So the priests wanted the stage for themselves?
There was another serious problem, which was the tradition since medieval times of performing on Sundays and holy days. The church congregation listened with indignant horror to the sound of the player's trumpet passing the open door of the church and mixing defiantly with the peal of the church bells. Finally, the actor broke another divine law which forbade one sex to wear the costume of the other, especially in an age when it was customary for boys to act female parts. For all these reasons, it was therefore natural that the stage should appear to come under the specific displeasure of God.
How was this displeasure shown, according to the Puritans?
The period is full of references to divine judgments on sinful actors or those who visited the theatre. An earthquake, the fall of a scaffold, or a public disaster of any kind was instantly interpreted as an indication of divine displeasure and anger at the continued existence of playhouses. The most serious example of this anger to the simple mind was the terrible annual outbreak of plague in London. As one of the earliest writers against the theatre wrote, "The cause of plagues is sin, if you look to it well, and the cause of sin are plays. Therefore, the cause of plagues are plays."
I must admit, I wouldn't have enjoyed living in Puritan times. Thank you, Martin, for coming here to tell us about the Puritan attitudes to the theatre.